Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Asadu Shares. This is Elizabeth Sadu. I'm going to chant. Om Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite that's within me and all around me. That was so funny. I'm dog sitting right now, and one of the dogs, when I started chanting, jumped up on me like, hi, how are you, cutie? I could show you a picture. They're so cute. They're both here now. Anyway, hello. It's been a really interesting, intense time since last a week ago. I started pet sitting last Tuesday, and you'll hear the dogs in the background playing, of course. She got out her squeaky toy to play with. I've been trying to kind of figure out the energy of what's going on, and partly what's going on at, I'm getting is that because I'm an empath, I'm being affected by several things, and I've been trying to kind of angle the threads, you could say. And I'm reading this book that I got a little over a week ago called The Empath Survival Guide by Judith Orloff, which is a really great book. It's a really great, I would say, beginning book. I've been dealing with this empath stuff for quite a long time, like probably 35 years pretty safely. I finally figured out what was going on with me when I felt basically insane living with my ex-husband, father of my kids. And so then always new stuff seems to keep popping up around this. And one of the things that's come up, actually Judith Orloff's book really helped, where it didn't occur to me that even sleeping, my sleep might be affected by sleeping in this bed with somebody, you know, my sweetie who I adore, who I will always sleep in the same bed with him. I mean, there's occasional times, obviously, we're apart. Noticing that, now I'm noticing even the dogs, the one dog sleeps on the bed with me, and but I'm kind of adjusting to that. I don't know. There's something about dogs. They're not so demanding, really. They're really very giving. They just want you to pet them a little bit and throw the ball, take them for a nice walk, which is really awesome for everybody concerned. So one of the things I've noticing since I've been at this house where I'm staying. And this seems to happen every time I come here, where I really end up overeating a lot. And I kind of just thought, oh, that's just my old issue that's popping up. But all of a sudden, I had this huge aha that it's something about this house. Like, it's like I'm doing some kind of protection for myself in this house. And the people are super, super nice people. But it's like there's this underlying something else going on. So it's kind of like I'm feeling this like crazy, like I'm not even hungry and I must eat something. And so I all of a sudden this morning, I just got this huge aha that there's something going on energetically. And so I'm kind of formulating a little bit of a plan. I did bring from my house a little kind of a diffuser that I've got lavender going in that. But I started thinking about maybe having chanting going on all the time. I could just have it, you know, come running through the laptop all the time. I was thinking about smudging. And so I'm just sitting with that. That just popped up this morning. Just really like, okay, what is that about? You know, what is going on with me, because I know my old pattern is to always just take it on myself. Oh, I'm so screwed up. Oh, I'm such a bad person. Look at me. I'm so horrible. And I think that's not me anymore. That's not me anymore. I'm not screwed up. I'm really come so far and worked through so many issues. And in fact, even I was listening to a lecture by Judith Orloff yesterday, and you know, she's talking about how taking on other people's energy, you know, as an empath. And I was kind of like, you know, just really listening to it and trying to figure out, you know, disseminate her information and how does it relate to me. And I realized that my main areas at this point where I kind of get myself into a little bit of trickiness is with my family. So I've had to protect myself a little bit more there. I'm more aware. I'm really super aware of where people are at. So it's almost like I don't even get in their energy field because I can feel it coming at me. And so I don't go there. I also know ahead of time, like, okay, there's some big parties I'm just not going to go to. It's just not going to work for me. So I realize I've been kind of unconsciously or on some level, you know, managing my energy around my sensitivities already. And then some of the crazy stuff, I know I've been transmuting energy. It's like I was getting this information the other day with a friend where it's like this agreement from another life, from past life, about helping the planet by transmuting energy because I can handle it. And, my guides were calling it my superpower. In fact, both my friend and I, we both have the superpower that we can transmute, and we've done it certainly for our partners and parents. But so there's a certain level, how do we even explain it? It's so crazy, interesting, and almost unbelievable, and like, oh yeah, click, that makes sense. So there's a level of helping and transmuting, but then cords and letting it go. The other people have to do their own shit, but it's like we're kind of like helpers. We have the power. We have the. They're telling me stability to be able to do some of this work. This transmuting, and that's the word that just keeps coming to me, transmuting. So anyway, I kind of feel like, oh, excited, like, oh, okay, I get this, like I need to do some cleansing of this house so I can be here. You know, part of me was like, oh, can I even come back here? And I think they're saying it's okay, but I just need to figure out how to make it better space for me. So anyway, they want me to do a chant, and first of all, they're saying I'll do this one particular chant for protection that will help all of us, and I'm sure there's many empaths out there and many people who feel like they could use some protection. So, Ad gire name, Jugad gire name, Sat gire name, Siddhi Guru Deva name. Ad gire name, Jugad gire name, Sat gire name, Siddhi Guru Deva name. Ad gire name, Jugad gire name, Sat gire name, Siddhi Guru Deva name. I love it whenever I do some chanting like that, the dogs come over and look at me and they're like, what's going on? Anyway, just kind of some interesting stuff going on, figuring out this kind of daily routine. I've been super, super exhausted and had some really amazing good nights of sleep. And one of the things I realized is that, oh my gosh, I don't think it's been years since I've had consistent nights of sleep where I'll sleep, you know, 6 hours straight through. And that's what happened last night. It was even longer than 6 hours. Last night, I think I slept 6.5 hours without getting up or waking up. It happened a few nights ago. I mean, and then I realized, oh my God, it makes me feel so good. And then I realized, oh, I'm just not getting that kind of sleep. And so anyway, looking at some different possibilities to help with that. So if anyone else can relate to this stuff, I mean, you know, again, it's kind of like this show. I do this show and I know it's for me, and I hope that other people can relate. I mean, it's interesting, even in the, I joined the empath community that Judith Orloff set up, and it's a really nice community. And again, after I've connected with a couple of people, I again kind of feel like I don't quite fit there either. And I know my dear Michael told me, you know, at some point I'd find my cadre and there'd be all these people. And right now I feel like I have one person who's my cadre, very beloved cadre sister, and who is also connected. Michael is he's chiming in right now, like, hang in there, baby. He always said there would be so many that we'd be overwhelmed by the amount of people. And boy, that's kind of hard to believe sometimes. Like, really? And I'll get excited. And of course, this is part of my nature. I get excited because I think, oh, I found cadre. And even a local woman who I thought maybe was cadre, just that's kind of fallen away a little bit. And still a good friend, you know. Anyway, it's okay. It's all good. So there's about 2.5 minutes left, and I think I will do another chant. It was really pretty nice. The sun woke me up this morning. What a lovely thing. In Oregon, we get so inundated with rain, and then in the springtime, it's like rainy, sunny, rainy, sunny, rainy, sunny. And any of the time the sun comes out, we're all just outside like, oh, it feels so good. So anyway, okay, guys, what chant am I supposed to do? Okay, they're telling me to do the chant for miracles. And they say that but really what's kind of going on with me right now is I just feel a little bit beaten down by all this old crap that's come up, or this old thinking about thinking I'm the problem. And I just need to figure out how to manage the energy that's going on here now. So, okay. Dun dun ram das guru, janasidhya tena savariya, puri hoe karamat, apasir janahare dhari, sikhi ate sangati, parabrahmakara namasakariya, atala ataho tolatu, tera antana para variya. Jini tu sevia bokara, se tu de para utariya. Lava loba kama krodha maho marakade tu disapara varia. Dana sotera tona hai sachatera pesa karia. Nanakatu lahenatu hai guru amaratu vicharia. Guru ditata mana sadaria. Guru ditata mana sadaria. Breathing feels really good. I'm having the sun kind of come in and out. There's these really beautiful clouds out there floating by, and the sun's kind of peeking out, going back, peeking out, going back in. So I hope you all are having a beautiful, blessed day, and I am delighted to be able to join you, and I'll keep doing this until I get some kind of clear message that I'm not supposed to. The angels are saying, keep at it. So much love, many blessings to you all. I love you so much. Mwah.